on Daf Mem Dalet Amad Aleph at the Mishnah. And as we're going to see from the Gemara is not going to discuss the Mishnah. It's going to go on a little Agadot. And this is the Mishnah of Ikra V'Tafel. And all the Mephoshim and all the things are coming out from this Mishnah. So we're going to spend a minute or two on the Mishnah itself. Havil Levanav Meliach. And the Bach adds the Giyasur, which is in the Mishnah's, Batchala. They brought before Meliach something salty. In the beginning, Opat Imo. And the bread is with it. He really wants to eat the salty things. The bread is with it in order to settle the salty food. Mevorach ala Meliach Upatzer Apat. You make the bracha on the salty foods. Upatzer Apat. Why? Shahapat Filalo. The pot is tafel to it. And that's a chiddush because even though we've seen the concept of ikra v'tafel in brachos, but yet with bread, which is so kosher, to say that bread can be a tafel when we know it's our ikra substance, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And the Gemara will say, when do we find this chiddush? Zeh haklal, kol shahu ikra v'imot tefela, anything that is the main reason thing that you're eating, and something is with it as like a condiment, mavarek ala ikra upota et hatefela. You make a bracha on the ikar and you potel the tefillah. And Rashi says, Meliach is called Davar Meluach. So really, the Gemara is not going to go into this. And this is a major, one of the major sugyas in the halachas of brachas. So I'll just bring a few cases where you have ikar v'tafel, and we'll bring that. They bring it, that break it down into four or five different cases of ikar v'tafel. The first one is, you have latkes with applesauce. That's a classic case of Ikr v'tafel. You make a bracha on the latkes, and the applesauce is only to be poured on it. It's not considered a separate type of food that you make a bracha on. It's tafel to the apples, to the latkes. You make a break out of the mat, have it with your applesauce, even if the applesauce is a lot. Because why are you eating the applesauce? Because of the latkes. You're not eating the latkes because of the applesauce. So this will go also cake with cream on it, or meat cooked with fruit. Again, all these things, the main reason why you're eating the food is for the meat. So you don't make a bracha on the fruit. Here's another one. Yushami kugel on Shabbos for the pickle. It's brought down clearly. The pickle is tuffel to the ikker. You do not make a bracha on the pickle. If you're eating the pickle, because it's yushami kugel, it's a little condiment to the yushami kugel, this form brings, and I'll bring my all the things that I'm getting from the Sefer Zos HaBracha. That's the source for these, if there are those that argue on it, this is how I understand it. Now, as long as you don't eat first the tafel, and we can be medayik in the Mishnah, Havu lefan of Meliach tachila, the ikr is brought first. But if you get a pickle first, and you're making a bracha, and you want to eat the pickle before the kugel, then they would say that you make a bracha on it. But if you're eating the pickle because of the yushami kugel, or you have a cracker with a piece of cheese, and you're eating the cheese to go with the cracker, and the cracker is the main reason why you're eating, or all these other things, you make a bracha on the ikar and part of the tefillah. And I even saw chocolate-covered almonds. I always had the problem. Do you like the almonds, the thing in it or not? So again, this is a ikar v'tafel shayla. And he brings down the poskim that says that the chocolate is really the ikar on these things.
Could
you
say with yain as well?
If
you pour some wine in your soup
or something. In your soup. Yeah, what's the ikr that you're eating? Now you're getting into absolute mixtures, which is the next thing. These are really things that are together. Yeah. Now there's a question I was brought out. What about fish at the kiddush? Right? You want these little fishies at the kiddush. And you have a cracker for it. Now these are something that they're both ikr. You both want the mizonos and you want the fish. In that case, there's two ikkers over here. There's not an ikker v'tafel. But let's say you like the fish, but it's not nice to take the things and eat like that, and you want to put it nicely on something. In that case, even the mizonos, l'chora, api halakha, will ask the mefarshim bring it down. If you don't want the cracker only as a tafel for the fish, again, this is ikker v'tafel on all these cases. Now you have mixes, where things are mixed together. Another aspect of ikar v'tafel, where it gets more complicated. You have a little bit of meat with a lot of rice. Very common, you don't just serve meat. You have rice mixed in with it. Again, the meat, even though it's chashuv, and that's what you want, but the rice, when you have mixes, the mefarshim bring down that you go after rov. And over here, the majority is rice, so you have fish with a lot of vegetables, little chopped up fish. The majority is the vegetables. In those cases, you make the bracha on the rice and the vegetables. Fruit salad, common thing. You have bananas or melons mixed in with all kinds of ha'etz. Yeah, and you have a whole big concoction of a fruit salad. Again, you're dealing with an ikker v'tofel shail over here. So when it comes to mixes, again, we go after rov. What's rov over here? And they mentioned, by the way, with fruit salads, it has to be small enough pieces that when you pick up your spoon, you get more than one piece of fruit in it. If you're picking up the spoon and each time it's one thing, or they're big enough and it's nicker kolkach, then you make a brook on each one. But we're dealing with, if you pick it up and a few pieces come into it, a fruit cocktail, make on that. Now, the big problem comes in with cholent. Okay? You want them to have cholent during the week without having lechem. So you have your mizonos, and we already had in the beginning of the parak, that anything that has the five mine mizonos and dagan in it, you always make a mizonos. So you have mizonos, you have meat, and you have a brei pri adama, potato and beans. Now you want them all over here. And a lot of times the barley is not ikar. You usually have a lot of the potatoes are big over there. Maybe you got a big chunk of meat in it. And the meat is also you want. So these are, it's all mixed together. So the Mishnah Brewer, I don't have it with me, writes Meforish on this, that you make a mizonos. You make a mizonos. What? He said because the mizonos over here, the Bremeni mizonos is kolkach iker, he says you make a mizonos in that case. And he brings in the Shari Tzion, he brings down the Chai Adam, and the Chai Adam says, no, you make a brocha on everyone. If it's nicker, you make a brocha on everyone, and that's also the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and it's also the Ben Ish Chai. Brings down, you make on everyone. The minhag of the olam, from what I've seen and what I've heard, is that on cholent, the olam is somech on the Mishnah Brewer, then you make a mizonos on the whole cholent. It's all mixed together, and you go ikar v'tofel, and since the five dagim are classified as being chashuv, you make a bruch on it. But those who want to be machmir on themselves, which is brought down the eitz and the zos ha-bracha and other people, you find other things to make brachas on. So you have different categories of ikar v'tofel. What? Ice cream cone also ikar v'tofel. But over there, there's specific achilas that you're doing on it. So all these things on ikar v'tofel, if you're eating it for one purpose, again, if they're separate, crackers with cheese, the cheese is only there to condiment the cracker, then you make on the cracker, and you put to the cheese, the latkes with applesauce, all these other aspects. Again, you come into the kiddush again, and you have your Yushalmi kugel with the pickle. If you specifically love pickles, and you're eating the pickle without the Yushalmi kugel, then you make the bracha on the pickle. If not, the pickle is tuffel to the Yushalmi kugel. Okay, so that's basic, the start of the inyanim. Of course, like all inyanim, of Birkas Hanah, it gets complicated and all these things, but that's the basic ideas of ikar v'tofel. Here's the Gemara. We had mentioned the Gemara already twice, but it's mainly found in the Meforshim. A big issue with ikar v'tofel is what about the bracha achrona, right? What do you make on that? Let's say you had the case where you wanted the fish, and the only way to eat the fish properly, with proper etiquette, is to have it on a cracker. So you're not interested in that cracker at all. But you ate enough cracker to make a bracha achrona on it, to make an alamichi on it. So these are questions over here. So the Beis Yosef brings down a kolbo, that it's a tzarachian on it. The Beis Yosef, now what's the problem over here? What's the lumdus of tuffel, of ikar v'tuffel? Is it that the tuffel doesn't need a bracha? It's totally potter, it's not there at all? Or is it that it does need a bracha, but the bracha that you made on the ikar is yotzi the bracha that you need? It's like it like weakens the state over there. So the Beis Yosef says straight out that when you're potter from a bracha rishona, you're potter from a bracha achrona. And that's basically the guidelines over here in ikar v'tofel. There's a lot of pages written on it. There's major Mishnah Brewers. It's in Siman Reish Yud Beis. Someone's interested in looking deeper into the halakhas of Birkas Hanah, it's kedai to see these halakhas inside. Now we'll wait for the Rav, and the Rav will surely go very into this Mishnah, into all the details. Okay, so the Mishnah again said, you have Maliach Batchala, and you bring bread afterwards, you make the bracha on the Maliach. The Gemara says, you have such a thing where a person, that bread so kosher and brings an ikar substance, that the Maliach, the salty things will be first, and the pot tefela. Omer Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Avira, Omer Rav Ashi Ba'okle peirut kinusar. We're dealing with kinusar. You're dealing with the peirut of kinusar, which is around the kineret. Delicious, delicious peirut shanu. Rashi says peirut kinusar, peirut eretz yama kineret. Chashuvi minapat. They were so chashuv, they were chashuv minapat. Now the parish of the Rambam on the Mishnayos says that, so that, why is that called Maliach? Tosfos mentions also, where's the Maliach coming in? That's not Maliach. Maliach is something salty. This is very sweet. So the Rambam mentions, and the Tosfos says it also, this is how it's brought down in Halacha, that the fruits were so sweet and so delicious that it could be mazik a person, as we're going to see from the Gemara. It could be mazik a person by eating something so sweet they couldn't handle it. So they had to have something salty to offset the sweetness of the fruits. Now that they have to have something salty, they can't have something salty by itself, so they're eating the bread because of the salty things in order to eat the peyot of Ginasar. And that's why the bread is coming in, only as a condiment to the condiment in order to eat the peyot of Ginasar, and that's the case where you have bread tefillah. And of course we're talking about, we have other cases that bread could ever be tuffel. Bread is such an ikker to it, it's very hard to make bread tuffel. Rashi says again, because they're so chashuv, but Tzarachin on other cases where bread would ever be tuffel. So now till the end of the Gemara is the fruits of Ginasar and praises of Eretz Yisrael. There's obviously a lot of deep Ramazim going on in the Gemara and esoterical information. We will learn the Gemara as the Poshet Pshat of the praises of Eretz Yisrael. And we'll leave it at that. Omer Rav Bar Avchana. Ki Avi Hazlina Rav Bar Avchana, by the way, in Baba Basra, all the famous hyperboles that he brings down. He brings down a lot of famous gemaras of huge birds and huge sea creatures and everything like that. The famous Maisim of Rabba Bar Rav Chana. So he talks in the past a lot of, in Lashon Kuzma. Thank you. Amar Rabba Rav Chana. Ki avi azlina vachet Rebbe Yochanan lamechal peirut ginasar. When we would go to Teal, we go after Rebbe Yochanan to eat the fruits of ginasar. If we brought 100 people, each one would pick 10. But if we're only 10, each of us, the 10, would take 100. So in one shock, we got 1,000. And all 100 of us, they would be maxik, they would carry a basket, sina bar tlata savi, obviously a very large amount of fruit. I'm not sure what the measurement of savi is. It's obviously a large amount. It's a kuzma over here. Okay? Tiyachalahu. And Rabbi Yochanan would eat it. O mishta beya the low time zuuna. He'd swear that he never tasted food before. Zuuna sakadat? What do you mean food? He is eating food. Ela ema mizona. He never tasted a dava soit, something that's fulfilling and nourishing as a meal, like he tasted these. Rashi, peirut kinusar, peirut eretz kiyam kineret, chashuvim in a pot. Ziyuna, mashma midi de avechila, something that's only food, but he is eating food. Rather, it's mizona. It's a dava hasoit, something that you eat for the food. Rebbe Avua Achil, he would eat these fruits. Adahavi sharik le dudva miapute. Until he becomes so shiny from the fats and the oils of the fruit, his forehead would become shiny that if a fly landed on it, it'd slide off his head. Okay, so Rashi says, the sharik duvve miape shahazvuv machli mimatzcha would slip on his forehead, mitok tahalit ponim, from the glowing of his face, misal machli, because his skin became slippery. They would eat these fruits until the hair fell out. That's how much was in these fruits. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish, havi achil ad demarid. He went berserk. Rashi ad demadaito mitrefet. He went nuts from it. I mean, it had a drug type of thing to it. He went berserk from it. Fiomalu Rabbi Yochanan le Rabbi Nasiya v'havi mishadi le Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya bi'alushi abatri umatilei. It got to a point that Rabbi Yochanan spoke to the Nasi's house, and they sent a contingent of people after Reish Lakish. Remember, Reish Lakish was at one time the head of the mafia. He was a tough fellow over there, and he went berserk. They had to send a contingent of people after him to bring him to his house. Ad kitei kach, that's what these fruits were about. Alushe and Rashi is Ukhlisei b'nei Adam, from the population. Yeah, I don't know, that's how we translate Ukhlisei. It seems to officials of the people over there. Okay, that's Peirut Ginusar. Now that we're talking about the delicious fruit in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to mention some praises of Eretz Yisrael. Kiata Revdimi. When Revdimi came, Omer Ir Echad Haikalol Yanai Melech. There was one city that Yanai had, Bahar Melech, in the mountain of the Melech. Shahayu Motziyam Imenu Shishim Riboy Safli Torit Lekatzotze Te'enim. Mir Shabbat La'erev Shabbat. That they would bring 600,000 baskets of this fish called Torit, like just for the Kitzutzi Te'enim, for the pickers of the Te'enim fruit. Me'erev Shabbat La'erev Shabbat. That's how much they take for 1 week, just for the pickers of the fruit. The land was producing so much fruit that they needed so much workers that they had to feed them 600,000 baskets of Torit. What is Torit? Rashi says, Safli Torit, Sefeilim Maleim Chatichot Dag Chatuk. It was filled with cut fish, Shekoyim Tenuna, Mashmatuna. But in the Rashi Mosif that some people have in the Gemara, he brings down it was a very small fish. And tuna that we have today is a very large fish, so I don't think it's the tuna that we have today. It might be a generic name, but they bring down this tuna a lot of times when they're talking about fish. So it might be more of a generic name for fish that took to the tuna that we have today. I don't know the history of name calling, but it seems more mistava. Kiata Ravim, when Ravim came, Amma, he said, an ilan achar hayel liyane melech, one tree. How much it was producing and how great these trees were in Eretz Yisrael, Bahar Melech, Shahayim Aridim Imenu Arbayim Seah Gozlot Mishalosh Perechot Pechodesh. And it was so humongous, this tree, that they bring down from it 40 Seah, a lot. 40 Seah is the size of a mikvah. A large amount of Gozlot, baby chicks, Mishalosh Perechot, that came from three coops, or three broods. Came from three birds per Kodesh. That's how many birds were able to live in this tree. The tree was humongous over here. Kiata Rev Yitzchak, Omi Ira Chad Hayit Be'eretz Yisrael. There was one city in Eretz Yisrael, Gufnit Shemat. The name of the city was Gufnit. Shahaya Bashmonim Zugod Achim Kohanim. There were 80 brothers, pairs of brothers of Kohanim. I mean, they weren't 80 brothers, but 80, 160 people, two brothers, Nisuyim Lishmonim Zugot Achiyot Kahanot. And they each married 80 pairs of sisters that were Kahanot. Incredible thing. Ubatku Rabbanin Misura Vyad Naharda. And the Rabbanin checked if there was ever such a thing like this in Bavel. So many brothers and sisters marrying Kohanim Cheshuvim. They checked from Surah Vyad Naharda. Feloish Kachal. They didn't find. Bar mibante de revchizde dahavi nesivin lavami barchama mar ukva barchama. They only found anything even remotely similar to the case where the daughters of revchizde, cheshuvim, cheshuvot, that they married Rami barchama and mar ukva barchama, brothers. Where you found such a case where two brothers and two sisters marrying each other. Nothing like the 80 pairs. The alpha gav deini avi kahanta. The ones in Eretz Yisrael were Kohanim, even more spectacular. Inu lo havi kahani, these weren't Kohanim. Omer Rav, just a piskei brocha. Omer Rav, kol suda she'ein ba melech. Any suda doesn't have salt in it. Ain't a suda. It's not called a suda. And our foods today anyway have so much additives and salt in it, so we usually get salt in our food. It's not put down in the Shulchan Aruch. Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, kol suda she'ein ba sharif, ein usuda. It doesn't have sharif, something that's mafig di Michael, something that helps the food in the intestines. Let's see what these are. Rashi brichot, kuvis, whatever that is. Mishlosha brichot, a brichot is a brood. Mishlosha brichot bechodesh, from three broods. Kimopamim bechodesh, three times in a chodesh, three birthings in a chodesh, moridim imenokach. That's how much they bring down. Shmonim zugot achim, shnaim shnaim achim hayukulam. There's two to make the 80. Zechein nishotehem and their wives. Sharif, it's a tavshil lach sheish bo marach. It's a wet, soupyish type thing. Kamo Sofer Chaya. I'm not sure where Sofer Chaya is coming from. Okay, Adkan. That was the Mishnah of Tofel, Ikra V'Tofel, which is a major sugi in Brachos with some rare Gemara in the sixth parak. We'll have a little bit more at the end of the parak. Last Mishnah of the parak, which is now going to be discussing in the Ikra Brachachonot. Okay, this is going to talk about the when do you bench the Nusach of Ala Michia V'Ala Ha'arch Ala Peyot Peyotea and Reina Fashos. It's going to be found in here, and since it's Achron, I guess it's the last Mishnah of Berchas Hanor, so the Rav comes back. Achol Anavim, Teanim, Rimonim. You're eating from the Zion species that Eretz Israel is praised for. Mevorit Achareim, Shlosha Brachot. You bench. You eat him to your satiation, you bench. Divri Rebbe Gamaliel. This is Rebbe Gamaliel, the Shitasa that we saw in the beginning of the parak, Rashi mentions. This is him l'shita. Kol shuhum is zayin aminim mevarach acharav gimel brachos. Anything that's from the zayin aminim, he held you make a bracha. And the Gemara will go into how does he learn it out from the psukim. So Rebbe Gamaliel says anything from the zayin aminim, bench. Chachamim mean bracha achad mein shlosh. You make a alapeirot on them. Rebbe Akiva omer afilu achal shalak. Even if he eats cooked vegetables, for whom a zonu, and that's his meal, and he's satiated from it, mevorach alav gimel brachot. You bench on it. Hashot demayim letzamo. He's drinking water because he needs it. He's thirsty to quench his thirst. Mevorach shahakol niyavidvaro. You make a bracha shahakol on it. Rabbi Tofen omer, the bracha rishona that you make on it, b'reina fashos v'bos v'chesonam. He knows that's the bracha you make for water. Special bracha. Not in the regular category of shakol, but they brain up for shah specifically for water. Rashi, afilu achol shalak shal yerek, vegetables for whom mazano, that's his meal. Shesamech alav lemazon, that's what he's depending on for his sustenance. You bench according to Rabbi Kiva. Vecheshonan tzarchi sipukan, what he needs for his the needs that he needs. Okay, so we have a machlokan in the Mishnah. What do you bench on? Rabbi Gamaliel says on the zayin minim. You bench, and Chachamim says, no, you make an ala michia, you don't bench on it. You only bench on lechem, according to the Chachamim. What's the machloket? Now we're going to bring down two psukim. Now, and these two psukim, we're going to bring down three parts. One of the psukim we're going to break into two. Okay, so we'll call it pasuk 1, pasuk 2, pasuk 3, even though it's not three psukim, but for the convenience sake of understanding the machloket. My time is the Rebbe Gamaliel. Why does Rebbe Gamaliel say that all Zion Minim you need to bench on? Because it says in the first pasuk, Eretz Chita Usor, the whole pasuk of the Zion Minim, meaning we set up the Zion Minim. Because even after it, the next pasuk, Eretz Asher Lo V'Miskenut Tochal Bo Lechem, land that's not lacking anything, you eat in it lechem. Because even now the third bracha, which really is the second bracha, still the second part of the second bracha, the third one, pasuk number three, v'yachalta uvesvato uverakta, and you make a bracha on it. What is uverakta going on? According to Rabbi Gamaliel, it's going back on the first pasuk, which is Eretz Chita Sora, and all the things with it that's going on with it. So therefore, Rabbi Gamaliel holds. When you eat to satiation, even from the Zion meaning, you have an Indian of bracha. Because there is a kusuf. Et haaretz asher, et Hashem Elokecha. Okay, that's the end of the pasuk. Rabbanan, what do they do with that? Eretz of the second pasuk. Remember, we start off saying Eretz chitasor. We bring down the whole pasuk of the Zion meaning. The next pasuk after it says Eretz asher lo b'miskenut. What is the Eretz doing there? Hefsika Indian. That makes a hefsik in the inyan that we don't go back to the first pasuk. So now the pasuk v'yachalta, it's vato v'rakta, is going on what? It's going on eretz asher lo b'maskenot tocho ba'alachem. The word eretz you don't need. What's it doing there? It's letting you know that the word bracha is going on that and it doesn't go any further than that. Rabbi Gamaliel, that's a good time that Rabbanan has. The word Eretz is extra. It's coming to be mafsik. It's trying to do something to the pasuk over here. So what is Rabbi Gamaliel? Nami Eretz Hefsika Inyan. It's Rabbi Gamaliel, Nami Eretz Hefsika Inyan. Don't you also hold that it's mafsik over there? And he says, yes. It's mafsik the inyan, but not mafsik legamri. It's coming us to let us know a miut over here that normally you bench when you're eating cooked dishes, but when you chew on it and you don't eat it the normal way, that eretz is letting you know that unless if you're chewing the wheat not eating the normal way, it has to be bread in order for you to be yotzi hamotzi. Vashi uveyachta. Akule Kai. Rebbe Gimel says that that brocha that you have to make up, that you have to be mevarech, is on everything. Ubahu kura gimel brochot ah. Ubahi kura, in this pasuk, the gimel brochot v'mize. The three brochas that we say in benching is a remez to it. The hazan, the ala arts, the bnei yushalayim, kederim v'erek shloshes yakli, which we'll see in the next parak in the sect of brochot. Eretz hisi the einin. It's coming on lechem. This somichle that eretz is coming to be masik legamri. Now we're not going to discuss it, but this is where the inyan goes in. Is al mechia derives from into rabbanim? How far is the eretz coming to be masik? According to Rashi, it's ela alechem only. It's only on lechem that it's going on. Oh, this is a bit more shita and other people at all know that it's still going on the other one, but the ikir brucha is going on. The svia is going on. This one is it's a little misupach over here. But one of the things that comes out in sugya is al hamichia a deraiso or midrabbanan. According to Rashi, if the berakta is the eretz of the second pasuk is mafsik legamrei, then it doesn't go at all back to the zayin meaning. That means it's a midrabbanan. But if it's not going to be mafsik legamrei, that means the bracha al hamichia will be deraiso. That's what's going on in the mafreshim over here. That hefsek is coming not to be a hefsek legamri, but to explain chita. That's written in the first pasuk. Ah, it's coming. Ulamiuti, and it's coming as a miut, not a hefsek legamri, but rather to just make a miut on it. She'im, kasa, kamochi. If you chew it and eat it the way that it is, Ein zu beklal brocha. It's not in the klal of brocha. Elim kim asa lechem. Unless you make it into lechem. Okay, now let's get into the brocha of al hamichia. Omer Rebbe Yaakov bar Idi. Omer Rebbe Chanina. Kol shu mechamisha saminin. Anything is from the five grains. Okay. Betchala in the beginning. Mevorek alav reimini mezonos. Biskei alacha, that's how we do it. Omer Rabba Barav Mario, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kol Shum is Shivet Haminim, meaning anything besides those four, the other three fruit, the remaining, but Chala Mivarek Barei Pira Eitz, Ulvesok Barach Echad Me'en Shlosh, and we'll discuss the Nusach in a minute. Discuss right now. Omer Le'abai Le'av Dimi, Mai Naha, Nihu Barach Echad Me'en Shlosh, what is the bracha me'ein shlosh? Omele al peri hada'et, on the fruits, that would be the grapes, the figs, the dates, and the pomegranates. A peri da'et, he say, ala eitz, v'ala priya eitz. V'al tu nevada sade, and the produce of the field. V'al eretzchen, we'll see little differences between the our bracha and the way they have it over here. They leave out a whole section that we say, a whole idea. Fial to Nevada Sada on the produce of the field, Fial Eretz Kender Tova Hava on this desirous, good, and spacious land, Shinchat Lavoteno, that you caused to be inherited to our fathers, Liachal Mepiria, to eat from its fruit, Ulisbua Mituva, to be satiated from its good, Bachim Hashem Elokeno al Yisrael Amecha, you should have mercy on your people. V'yal Yushalayim Yerech, on Yushalayim, V'yal Mikdashecha, V'yal Mizbechecha, you should have mercy. Tivnei Yushalayim Irkad Shecha, B'meir V'yomeno, V'yal Leinu Letocha, you should rebuild Yushalayim and bring us up into its mist. V'chotim ala arts, V'yal Amichia. V'samcheinu ba, and we should be joyful in it. Tiata tov ametiv lechol, because you are good and you metiv and you bestow to everything. The chamishas aminim, that was on the fruit, on the on the grains, ala michia belchakola, vial tunavat, vechuli. Vechotim ala arts vial michia. Okay? Let's see Rashi up until here. Chamishis aminim, kula min dagan. The types of grain. Chitim, usorim, vekusmim, ushibolet shol, vishifon. Kusmim is a min chita, it's really only a chita in sorry. Kusmim is a type of wheat. Shibolet shol, oats, vishifon, rye, is min sorry. Those are types of barley. Mivarech ala brein minim ezonos, ima so tashil, if you make a tashil. If you're going to chew it, it's a break for your adama. Kol shu mizayin haminim, what do you mean mizayin haminim? We just said five of them, or two of them. Mishar zayin haminim, from the rest of the shar haminim, amorim bepasek, ve'enu min dagan. The rest of them that are not a grain. Aperi de'etz, v'yala etz, v'yala priya etz, v'yala eretz chem de tov rechava, are tovayu kai kula ad sof. This is going on both of them. Maybe Rashi had a little bit of a different gear, so the way it's being brought down. Okay, so we had the Khatima of Alamichia. Mikhtam b'may chatim on fruit. Okay, there's a major problem with the gears over here. The Gvor is not going to be Megaris most of this Gemara, and it's difficulties if we do make a gears on it, but Rashi does Goris it. So we're going to explain it with the Gears of Rashi, which does have problems with it. And we'll mention the question that's with Rashi. But right now we'll just read it through as Rashi. We'll mention the Gvoz Kasha and the reason why others don't chorus this Gemara. What do you make a Khatima on? Now what's the problem? The problem is that we generally, seems to be Gemara later on, in the seventh parak, we don't make a bracha on two separate things at the same time. So when you're making on fruit and you're chotem ala aretz, fi ala peirot or peirote, we'll see machloket in the Gemara, it seems to be two different matters, two different inyanim over here, and we refrain from those things. So how do we answer this question, and how do we chotem? Ki ata revdimi, omer Rav, he said in the name of Rav, Rav would be chotem b'rosh chodesh, baruch mechadish Yisrael b'rosh chodeshim. He'd make a brucha on Rosh Chodesh, and you mevorach mikadi Yisrael and the Rosh Chodesh, even though it seems to be two different inyanim, it's similar enough that you can put it together in one bracha. Therefore, hachamai, what should we do over here? We see that you could take two inyanim as long as they're similar and put it together. Hachamai, Rav Chisda omer ala aretz v'al peroteya. Rav Chisda now comes and says ala aretz v'al peroteya. The Gvor is bothered by that. That's how Rashi learns. Let's just see Rashi inside. Rav Chatim B'Rosh Chodesh, Alpha Gav the Dami Latarte. It's just similar to each other, but it could be two different. He says Alpha Gav the Dami Latarte. They're similar, and that's why he was able to make the Vrocha. So, Hachamai, Mi Machtin and Betarte Ki Hai Gavna, do we make a Chatima on two things similarly? Kagon, Ala Aretz, Viala Peirot, on the Aretz and on the Peirot. V'lo Havya Chatima B'Shtaim. We don't make a chatim on shtamish mamish, two things that are different. So that's how we learn it over here. The Gemara is bothered by it. We just were chatim al hamichia, that on hamichia we had no problems. Ala arts ve'al hamichia. It seems like two different inyanim. Why are you bringing down? We don't know what to say on peirot. So they had to bring down this maisa that you see that Rav said that with Rosh Chodesh we put two inyanim that are similar, even though they're two different things together, and therefore we do it over here. He says it doesn't make sense. Think of more. I did see, but I didn't understand. So now I'm going to try to explain to people that want to answer the Gvor and explain the Gemara that there's a difference between the Alamichia on the payroll, that one comes from the tree, one comes from the ground. But we'll leave it as just the Gvor's Kasha. It's a good Kasha, and that's why he changes the gear. So, but yet, Rashi doesn't change it. He comments on it as it is. Okay, so again, Hachamai, on payroll, what's the bruch achrona we make on it? Rav Chisdomer al ha'aretz v'al peroteya. Rav Chisda from Babel said al peroteya, and its fruit. Rav Yochanan amar al ha'aretz v'al peroteya. Just plain, on the aretz and its fruit. Amar Rav Anan, v'lo pligi. They're not arguing. Halan, one is us in Babel. V'halo, and one is Eretz Yisrael. Wait a second. Mat kifla. We're going to ask a question in Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Inu, us in Babel, Achle, they eat, sorry, in Eretz Yisrael, eat the peroteya, the anan mevrachim, Peretea? Peretea means it's for, specifically talking about the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. Ela ipoch. You have to switch it around. Rav Chisda was in Bavel Omer ala Arts ve'ala Perot. Rav Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael ala Arts ve'al Perotea. That fruits from Eretz Yisrael you make al Perotea. Rashi, just Rashi over here, we're not going to turn the page today. Halan halahu. That's us and that's them. Rav Chisda me Bavel. Rav Chisda was from Bavel Bavel. Chat me ala Arts ve'al Perotea. You should make Perotea. Rav Yochanan me Eretz Yisrael. Vahatam chat me ala Perot. And Rev Nachman Bar Yitzchak asked the question, Anim Rev Arkinan, Al Perotea, Al Eretz Yisrael. The Perotea is on Eretz Yisrael. Lechuda, that's going on that by itself, Kai. V'yaran lo achlinan minayu. We're not eating from the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. U'mevachim alayim, we should make a brocha, a Perotea on it. Now, I guess the questions that will come up over here, just for an Ian, if someone has some time. If you're in Chutz Laretz and you eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, much from the Gemara, that there's no problem saying Perotea. If you're in Eretz Yisrael and you get some Turkish dates, what's the bracha chona? Al peirut or peirutea? Peirut. Now we see peirut. Yeah. Okay. Tosfot over here, ala eitz v'ala priya eitz, brings down the other halachas that's going down with the me'ein shloch on yayin. The Gemara didn't mention anything on yayin. Yayin has a special bracha rishona, not like the other brachas on the eitz. Does it have a special me'ein shloch? And he brings down the sad that it should, or it should. It goes on to it. What should be the khatima on it? That's Tosfot. Tosfot brings down the issues in halacha. And you mention Shabbos, the Yom Tov, in Alamichia. Do you not? It's a machloket over there. A tzorek even for Chanukah that you can bring up at your table and discuss it is why is it that on benching we bring down an Alanisim for Chanukah and Purim? And on Alamichia, we only bring down the Me'ein Ma'ora of Yom Tov and Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, but we do not bring down on Hanukkah and things like that, which is a nice question to ask the table. So it's going to take more than 1 minute, so I'm not going to go right now. His Tzurutzim found in the Meforshim. One last thing he brings down at the end of Tosfot. What do you do if you ate Alamichia, Te'enim, and you have grapes in front of you and you drank wine? You have all three of them, and you want to make one alamichia. What's the order? Tosfot says, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, and this is the order that you make. Alamichia, v'al kakala, v'al gefen, v'al priya gefen, v'al eitz, v'al priya eitz. That's the hierarchy in alamichia. And tomorrow, I just want to thank everybody.